Hello, Tiffany.
Hello.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling to see if you meet the criteria to receive some settlement money from the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing
Yes,
today?
I'm all right.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, this is a recorded line. Were you or a loved one diagnosed with a meningioma after using Depo-Provera?
Yeah.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. And then who would this be in regards of?
Myself.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
And what is your date of birth?
321-94.
And then, what is your date of diagnosis? Roughly like the month and year, if you don't remember the exact date.
Oh, 5.
Then, what month in 05?
20.
Or, oh, sorry, May. Is it May? Did you say May 20?
May 20, 2018.
Okay, May 2018. And then, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And then, did you use a name brand injectable Depo?
Yes.
Okay. And then, did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And then, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Okay. And then, what was the month and year that you started using Depo?
2018.
You started using it in 2018? Or you stopped using it in 2018?
It was like 2016 when I started.
Okay. Roughly around what month would you say?
April.
Okay, and then when did you stop taking Depo? Was it when you were diagnosed, or did you continue after?
Continue after. Meningioma. 2018 is the end year.
Okay, roughly around what month would you say?
June.
June, okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, and then your first name is a TIFFANY.
Yeah.
And then your last name is a CAPS, CAPPS.
Yeah.
And then is there a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior?
No.
And can I get your social, please?
223-718-097.
Okay, the only numbers I didn't get, I believe, are the second two.
718-097.
Okay, so I have 223-718-097.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for your email, I have your first name, last name, 00@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And for your phone number, I have 434-594-6593.
Yes.
Is this your cell, your home, or both?
My cell phone.
Okay, and can I get your current full address, please?
2323 WEOLD Street.
And what city is that?
Petersburg, Virginia. It's apartment A.
And then can you spell out the street name for me again?
WESTOLD Street.
Okay. Okay, so I have 23 West Old Street in Petersburg, Virginia, zip code 23803. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
Not that I know of, but okay. I am getting tested for ovarian cancer and stuff.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, but as of right now, that's a no, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed with the meningioma?
I went to Central Southside Community Hospital.
And that's also in Virginia, is that correct?
Yes.
Central Southside Community Hospital, located at 800 Oak Street in Farmville, Virginia, zip code 23901.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you were also treated?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you also receive your shots there or no?
Huh?
Did you also receive your shots in this facility or no?
Yes.
Okay. So everything was at the same facility, treatment?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that for me. Just give me 1 second while I pull all that information, okay? Alrighty, and then do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
No, I do not.
Okay.
It's been so long.
No worries. And do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
No.
And then do you remember?
I don't even think they're at the hospital no more.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that prescribed you or gave you the depot shot?
No.
No? Okay. And then is there any medical notes that you'd like to add?
I have bulging disc from my L3 to my L5. I have cervical spine straightening in. Where my spine is curved, not straight. I have thyroid, blood pressure, cholesterol, borderline diabetic.
All right, thank you so much. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
Ma'am?
Do you have a copy of your medical records?
I can get one.
Okay, but there is proof that there is a copy of your medical records?
It should be.
Okay. And then if you were to provide these medical records to the attorneys, would you do it by mail or electronically or both?
Both.
Both, okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
He lives with me. He's my husband.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second, okay. Lives with you. And then you guys have the same address, 23 West Old Street, apartment A in Petersburg, Virginia, zip code 23803.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said this is your husband. And can I get your husband's phone number, please?
434-534-5753.
And then... what is your husband's first name?
A-N-T-I-O-N-E.
Okay, so A-M-G-I-O-N-B?
No, A as in...
Apple?
Alpha. N as in never. T as in Tiffany. I as in igloo, O as in ostrich, N as in never, E as in elephant.
Okay, thank you. And then the last name?
C-R-O-S-S.
Okay. And then can I get your husband's email?
Yes, give me one second. It's his last name, first name, 84@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. All right, so we're just about done here. Let me just review all the information, make sure I have it correct, and then I'm going to verify it with you, and then I'll send you these documents to sign, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you were diagnosed with a meningioma roughly around May of 2018, so May 1st. Your date of birth is March 21st, 1994. You used the name brand Depo-Provera, and you've had at least 4 injections. You started using it roughly around April 1st, 2016, and stopped using it roughly around June 1st, 2018. I have your first name as Tiffany, spelled TiffanY, last name Capps, Capps. I have your social as 223-718-097. I have your email as your first name, last name, 00@gmail.com. And I have your phone number as 434-594-6593. I have your address as 23 West Old Street, Apartment A in Petersburg, Virginia, zip code 23803. I have your diagnosing, treating, and the doctor or the facility that prescribed your the Depo-Provera as Central Southside Community Hospital, located at 800 Oak Street in Farmville, Virginia, zip code 23901. And I have the facility phone number as 434-392-8811. And then you would be able to provide the medical records by mail and electronically if needed. I have your emergency contact as your husband that lives with you. Your husband's first name is spelled A as in apple, N as in never, T as in tree, I as in igloo, O as in octopus, N as in never, and E as in elephant. Last name Cross, CROSS. I have your husband's phone number as 434-534-5753. And I have your husband's email as his last name, first name, 84@gmail.com. And the address I have for your husband is 23 West Old Street, Apartment A in Petersburg, Virginia, zip code 23803. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like me to change?
No.
Okay. What I'm going to go ahead and do is get these documents over to you. I just need a couple signatures from you. The way this is going to work is you're going to get a text from a DocuSign number. You're going to click on the link, and then you're going to follow the prompt for signatures. After those documents are signed, the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 5 to 10 business days, maybe even 24 to 48 hours, depending on how busy they are, to verify the case with you. It takes about like a couple minutes of your time, and then they'll start working on your case. What I'll have you go ahead and do is put me on speakerphone. Do you see a text from DocuSign? Hi, Tiffany, can you hear me? Hello, Tiffany, can you hear me? Hello, Tiffany, can you hear me?